This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to deliver a highly personal speech that he wrote as he accepts his party's nomination for president at the Republican National Convention. That's according to two people familiar with the planned remarks. It's Trump's first speech since he was cut off mid-sentence by gunfire during an assassination attempt at a rally on Saturday. Trump says the shooting has led him to change the speech he'll give on Thursday night in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Several sources say the gunman at Donald Trump's rally on Saturday had photos of Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden, and others on his phone, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports. Meanwhile, here's Mike Hempen.
The sources, speaking on condition of anonymity, say 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks had looked up dates for the Democratic National Convention as well as Trump's appearances. Three people familiar with the investigation say the shooter also had searched for major depressive disorder. However, one of those sources says investigators haven't determined whether Crooks was actually diagnosed with the disorder. On Sunday, an FBI official said there was no indication of any mental health issues. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The United States will give an extra $203 million to help millions of civilians affected by the war in Sudan. That's according to U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, on Thursday, calling up other nations to step up their aid. The funds aim to help civilians in Sudan and those who have fled to neighboring countries since war erupted in April 2023 between